Warning, the following show contains three dudes, lots of musical opinions, a full bar, and one Zappa. Discretion is advised.
Rocktails, you've been warned.
Squad Goals 2023. I need a goddamn 80s jukebox filled with nothing but new wave and metal. Anyone else?
You don't like Journey?
No, I love Journey.
Why you said new wave and metal?
And Journey. And Journey, Tricky Dicky. Brendan J. Smith, my brother from another mother.
Heart's broken.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm on the docks, ready to get in a video.
You're locked in. Fight. You're locked in.
I wish you luck.
40 years old this week.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. Am I
Frontiers.
Old? Am I old?
Wow.
Oh, shit.
You're not old. You're immortal, bro.
You know what? LA really should be Logan's Run.
What do you mean should be? If you've been reading any of the press lately, it is Logan's Run. They just couch it by like a weird shooting and fucking Benedict Canyon. That's a transcendence moment. It is Logan's Run. It's fucking crazy here. Fucking crazy.
Oh, my God.
It's Rocktails Live at 5. We got a great show for you. We're going to be discussing all things Rock Hall of Fame. Who got voted? What are the
nominees?
Nominees. That's the word I'm looking for. The nominees.
My nominees.
My nominees. We got to do this as a sting.
My nominees.
Yeah. We got the Grammys. We got the Rock Hall. We got Country Music Hall of. I don't know. We can do that all day long with that thing. Tricky Dicky. Get on that.
What? I'm sorry?
We need a new, like, sting for my nominees. Dun, okay. Dun, dun, dun.
Next week.
Okay, I love it. All right, it is Rocktails. If you want to give us a phone call and join us and discuss all things Rocktacular, 855-601-ROCK, 855-601-7625. That is the Rock Line.
And the phones will work this week, people, because we just tested them.
Yeah, Gotti's back on the horn. It's all good. Oh, man. I mean, Gotti, when he sits out there.
All by himself.
Who do you think drinks more than we do?
By the end of the show.
Spoiler alert. It's Gotti.
He's sending everybody to voicemail.
Hi, guys.
Do it.
Do you guys want to talk to the guys? Hold on a second. Perma hold.
I'm thinking Captain Cocktail couldn't join us last week, and we have been starting off the show. It's what we do here. We talk about music. We have a cocktail, and now that we have a full bartender, the Armenian magician, that is Captain Cocktail. Last week, because he couldn't be here, he still did us a solid. I think he delivered a pretty good drink. I mean, Miller Lite in
genuine draft.
Yeah, in paper bags,
which took Los Angeles by storm in the early 90s.
Oh, and late 80s.
Wow, was I excited about that.
But now you've come back with a vengeance, Captain Cocktail. Welcome back to Rocktails. Jesus.
Hello, gentlemen.
I mean, look at this bevy of
this is just the beginning. So
14 glasses on the table.
Absolutely.
I see fruit. I see. What is happening?
Is this a Rock Hall inspired drink?
Oh, absolutely. Oh. So I apologize about last week.
You were missed.
I know.
Although the cocktail before last week was kind of The opposite of yummy.
No, that was good. It was the previous week.
That one was not so good.
Three, four weeks ago.
The Bolero.
Was that the Neil Bolero. Diamond one?
No, the Neil Diamond was great.
Yeah.
The Bolero was not good.
Flaming Margarita was good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was. It fucking blew up your glass, too. That was rad.
Hello. Sorry.
Lost a Bacardi crystal goblet.
Details.
But now the elevation is happening.
So, coming in, two drinks.
Oh.
Making up.
For last week, you're giving us two drinks.
That's right.
But we are
celebrating tonight. So what do you use to celebrate with?
Cocaine.
Oh,
is that true?
Yeah. Well,
it's Grammy week. Cocaine is everywhere. You can walk into any 7-Eleven.
Right off the bat.
We can talk about that from last night, actually.
Yeah, okay. Oh, it was a blizzard at the...
Yeah.
You guys were at a cocaine party last night?
We don't do cocaine, but there was a lot being done around us.
At one point...
You were at a Grammy party.
A very respectable gentleman got up, spoke into the microphone, and I want to say he said, something Santa Claus... What was it? It's
snowing.
It's snowing in this room.
He started mentioning Santa balls. Santa balls.
You're crazy. Clive Davis's Grammy party.
I thought his heart was going to explode.
Oh,
I literally was like.
It's Grammy week in Los Angeles. People.
Okay, yeah. So you guys were at a Grammy party last night.
Yeah. We were at an industry party.
Well, I was working the Grammy party as Captain Cocktail, obviously.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, by the way,
off menu.
I have to say, we did go to an event that you were working at, and it was good to see you. BB Rexall, it was a BMG party, and then I'm watching her perform acoustic on stage. It was pretty fun. This was a couple nights ago. And then who walks by with a big platter of drinks in a tuxedo? Or you get the bow tie, but you don't have the jacket. What's that
Captain
called?
Captain Cocktail.
No, it's a one-off. It's a special. White tie. I do white tie.
You look good.
Yeah. Well,
but I was like, oh my God. And people were like, why are you hugging the dude serving drinks? I was like, because that's fucking Captain Cocktail. Anywho.
I think you said the Captain Cocktail.
I sure did.
By the way, every party we went to, Taylor Momsen showed up 10 minutes after Amit got there. What does that tell you?
I'm being haunted.
Yes. She's stalking.
Wow. Thanks for the invite.
Gentleman who wants a drink.
What of course we want a drink. Sorry, we're all over the place. Right. Back to you, Captain Cocktail. I know you got to get to your other gig, so let's do this.
Absolutely. So I decided a little champers, a little champagne.
Okay, I like it.
However, we need to mix it. So we're doing two drinks tonight.
Oh, bubbly cocktails.
We're doing bubbly cocktails because I hear we're celebrating something. The nominees.
Oh, yes, we are.
That's right. So we're celebrating on that. So,
and I have no idea. Do you know any of the nominees?
Do. That's all I know.
He was doing New Order.
There you go.
That was Captain Cocktails.
Are they nominated? Yeah.
They are nominated.
Okay, wait. So this is good. So you only know that one. I'm totally
That's all I know because that's all this. That matters.
Okay, well, then let's get these drinks going.
Okay, we're
going
to get these drinks going. So we have two drinks.
Okay.
And nothing is more Grammys than, you know.
Will you be able to serve the next drink? Can you actually, I know you got to get to your other gig, but can we do one drink and then talk about some of the nominees?
Absolutely.
And then can we do the follow-up?
Absolutely.
Because we're going to spend some time today going through the noms and how do we
feel
this. About
okay,
it.
Okay, absolutely.
Okay, so you're good on time?
I'm good on
perfect.
Time.
All okay, right, great.
Perfect. We are going to start with the first one, which is called a French 75.
Wow. I love a French 75.
And so anyone... You
know, it goes well with a trout almondine, doesn't it?
So this is the ridiculousness of the French 75. So the French 75, obviously...
Escargot, let's fucking crush it.
Is a drink from New York.
Or I hear French, I'm like, it's from Paris.
Yeah, nope. But it's named after... So it's made... Let's put this in context. It's made with champagne.
Okay.
And it's named after a World War I cannon called the French 75.
Oh.
So like you think of those big cannons with wheels that you wheel out and you...
Honestly, like, I thought it was like the first time a girl at the Crazy Horse uncorked a bottle of champagne
in
1975,
okay. Right?
Yeah.
So we're going to pop open the champagne first.
It's a history lesson every Hello. Week.
Every week.
It's great, right?
Oh!
There we go. Hello.
Opa! Right. Exactly.
So the French 75.
Do Armenians have like a phrase like the Greeks with opa? Like, what would you say if you're popping chompers like you just did? What's the normal, like, is there a celebratory shout?
You know, I won't say it in Armenian because it's too complicated, but I'll do the translation in English. And it's basically, don't get liquor on my back hair.
Oh,
whoa, okay. Dude, yeah. Come on. Come on. Easy.
That makes sense.
Easy.
As an Armenian, I can say that.
Easy.
That's right on the line.
Oh, I like it.
What did you, okay, you didn't just pour champagne into a glass of ice.
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry. Like,
what
sorry.
Was sorry. In the glass?
So the French 75 is three parts
champagne. That's a long champagne, spoon, bro.
Uh-huh. Three parts champagne and?
One part gin.
Whoa, shit. Holy shit.
Oh, sorry.
Amit wants him to mix in the, he's mixing.
There you go. Oh, there's the first one.
Okay.
Half a part simple syrup.
Oh.
And then
is it a very sweet drink?
We're starting sweet and then we're going savory later.
Okay.
Wow.
Ooh.
Damn, girl.
Damn, girl.
So wait, I honestly did not, even though I'm a complete alcoholic, I did not know you could mix gin and champagne.
Neither did
in
I.
In a glass.
Yeah.
Really? Until,
so hold okay. on.
Until I have tonight.
Well. Till tonight.
Ice,
Moses, you guys.
Ice.
For our listeners out there, we are cheersing.
Cheers.
Over the table.
Here we go.
French 75.
This is a French 75.
Better be good.
Mm-hmm.
And as you drink it, you can tell it actually tastes like a World War One cannon.
Mm. It does. Or like, have you ever
it does. It gotten... tastes like I'm licking a World War cannon.
Honestly, are you sure you didn't just pour like an emergency packet into some water? That's kind of what this tastes like.
Seasoned VODs.
There you go.
But it's gin.
But it's gin. But
it's a very lemony, drink.
It smells like an emergency packet, like those old vitamin C. I got one of those stuck in the back of my throat when there were tabs.
And I'd like to, I'm just going to extrapolate. I'm wondering if that's why the soldiers drank it.
Mm.
It was their emergency during World War One. Mm-hmm. They needed to mix gin and
If you say that's what they did, that's an option. Your voice is so hypnotic. I'm just going to believe it as the truth.
And there's no ice in this drink.
No ice. Yeah. No ice. I did put 2 cubes of ice in every drink before just to chill the gin so that it would mix better.
People on socials, Tommy Champion's like, Alexa, make me a vodka lemonade.
Yeah.
Put a little champagne in that too.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Do you like it? Yeah. You can say no.
No, it's very...
I like it. I'm going to drink it.
It's refreshing.
All right, good.
Okay, wait. If you only knew that OMD was getting a nom, did this kind of help you percolate around this drink too? Or you're like, oh, champagne celebration, let's do French 75? Or is it somehow connected to a particular song from orchestral maneuvers in the dark?
Now that would be awesome.
However, I know what you're saying.
Who got nominated?
New Order and Joy Division.
They're the same band.
I do have to say that OMD did write Enola Gay, and Enola Gay is the name of anyone? History lesson?
A restaurant in LA.
It's the name of
a plane.
It's the name of a plane.
Yes.
And it's a very famous plane.
Yes.
And this is, you know.
I didn't want to be smarty pants.
But it was. And that plane dropped the bomb.
The atom bomb.
On Hiroshima. Either Hiroshima or Nagasaki, I don't remember.
You know how I know that?
Yeah.
Because Jay, on our socials, needs an atom bomb.
Thanks, Jay, for making me seem smarter. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Giving you all the credit. So I think this is an okay drink. But
it's okay.
But let's hear some New Order. Some tracks. I mean, we should be drinking this to at least a class.
How many? Or Enola Gay, just because.
Yeah. Or, yes, and Tricky Dicky's frustrated.
Like, wait a minute.
Yeah, he's like,
we had an order. We were gonna go in alphabetical order of the bands. That's how I had it spelled out. That's how Brando has his list alphabetically.
Jay listening is gonna be very upset if you don't like. Oh, there we go.
Love this. All right, hold on. I'm gonna drink my. My drink with my pinky.
French 75.
Oh, this kind of goes with the cocaine.
And a clove. We should have clove cigarettes for this.
Oh my God. This is such a good song.
Man. This, honestly, I can see Moon and your cousin Lala.
Oh yeah.
Circa 1987. at a hipstery LA kid.
Like
new wave party.
Prior to the
somewhere in the valley.
A lot of
crushing this.
A lot of like swinging, snapping dance moves.
Yeah.
It's pre Cabbage Patch moves. Yeah.
But I could see two of them just owning the dance floor.
A lot of big hair. So I ran into the bass player from Extreme last night, and I was looking at him. He's got short hair now, and I have no hair. So we were looking at each other like, "Who are you?" We're like, "I know you. I think I know you." And then we're like, "Oh yeah!" And then he just told me, only because you mentioned my sister, he's like, "I came to the house, and Beverly D'Angelo let me in. I'm sitting there in the kitchen, like, what the hell am I doing here? Is that Beverly?" And Beverly was cooking something on the stove, and then in walks Frank, and he's like, "Who are you, guy?" And he's like, "Hey, I'm Gary. I'm here to take Moon out on a date." And and then my dad walked over to the pot and opened it up, and it smelled bad. And then he, I guess, looked at Gary and like, "You might be here for a while or something." So it was a weird kind of, lots of fun reminiscing around.
A lot of things.
Anywho, this is getting me toasty.
Yeah.
I'm on an empty stomach, a French 75 with the bubbles goes right to your head.
Well, gin always really fucks good. Me up.
What's the second drink?
Ooh. Do we want to go to them? Want to go now?
Oh, really?
Do you want to wait?
Okay, you can wait.
I don't know. I mean, I'll take it. I'll tell you which one is better.
All right, let's do it.
Why don't we take a break first? Because it's 18 after the hour.
Wow. What's the weather? First?
Who's on first?
News and traffic.
Here's what I would like to do, okay, if I may. And I know I may. Here's what I suggest. We do take a break.
Okay.
I would, since we are talking all things Rock Hall, I'd love to just know, let's go down the list. I always like when we do shows like this because, honestly, some people don't deserve to get in, and obviously other bands do, like OMD, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Right.
Sign so when we order, come back, I will we'll read you it. Guys
yeah.
the master list of nominees.
And you're not going to try to trick me last time nope. with like, no, you know, Kate Bush wasn't, you know, all that. All
right. I do promise.
There's, okay.
This is no lying.
All right. It's Rock Tales Live at 5. We will be back after this commercial break.
Economical Chevy Nova 6 two-door coupe. The young, happy one with stripes if you order them. And that practical six-cylinder engine. Three. The Chevy Nova 6 hatchback. A door on the left, one on the right, and a big hatch in back. Flip the back seat down and you've got a Nova 6 that thinks it's a station wagon. Four. The Chevy Nova 6 four-door sedan. Sincere from the start. The attractive arithmetic of four-door comfort and convenience, plus six-cylinder economy.
Can you hear the numbers say the Nova 6 makes sense today?
Chevrolet makes sense for America.
Live Tuesday, the 26th Annual Grammy Awards. Join Irene Cara, Julio Iglesias, Melissa Manchester, Linda Ronstadt, Donna Summer, the Oak Ridge Boys, and host John Denver. Who will win the recording industry's highest honors? Watch music history being made live Tuesday, the 26th Annual Grammy Awards.
Welcome back to Rock Tales.
All right, so it's Rock Tales Live at 5. If you want to give us a call, you absolutely can. 855-601-ROCK. 855-601-7625. That Grammy ad, that's the lineup. That's what's happening next week, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or no, this Sunday.
Yeah.
John Denver is hosting.
And the Eurythmics and all that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and Safety Dance.
Kenny Loggins, I think.
Men Without Hats. They're there.
Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah,
absolutely. Is Morgan Fairchild going to be there?
Presenting?
I think so.
In the audience.
I always, you know, some people at that time, you like Farrah Fawcett or you had Morgan Fairchild, you know? Which one do you think I was into?
I think you were into Morgan Fairchild.
I have her number on my phone.
She's a freedom fighter.
I love her.
I do too.
We need to have her
in here. When we get cameras set up.
I cannot believe that I haven't thought of inviting her on this show.
Yes.
Especially
when we were at our previous iteration,
mm-hmm.
whatever that was, you know, when we were in that world, that part of the world for a while, she would have been good.
Well, I feel like she has probably, you know, I can imagine her being at the Rainbow and hanging out with, I'm trying to think of who she probably would have been into, like maybe the band Loverboy.
I think her Dantana stories would blow your fucking mind.
I'm sure. So, is Lee Majors more into coke than Axel, or like who?
On that note, we also need Linda Carter in here.
Okay, wait a second. That's a whole other kettle of fish. We need Linda in here for so many different reasons. One, I'll give her a tattoo gun, and she can write whatever the fuck she wants on my body, anywhere. On my fucking eyelids, center of my head, anything. I love her. Literally. Sorry, kids. It's your new mommy, Linda. Sorry, kids. This is your new mom. That's an eternal flame.
Okay, we got a wish list then. We got to put together our wish list for 2023. But
100%. But speaking of wish lists, what is the wish list of people that hope to get into the Rock Hall of Fame?
Okay, brand new. This is just dropped 2 days ago. Of course, everyone knows.
I don't.
I love that. Okay, so
Captain Cocktail, you only know OMD getting in, right?
Otherwise known as New Order, yes.
Yeah, New Order, okay. Exactly.
So, in alphabetical order.
Not to be confused
order,
with Scritti Politti, but that's another story.
Right. Yeah. Is Kate Bush kidding you now? Is that why you're playing the music?
Just a nomination.
These are nominees.
Okay.
And the fan voting has started. I'll read the fan voting later. All right. For right now, here are 2023 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees, starting with Kate Bush.
Oh my God! She
your wife in
it.
An alternate universe.
Now I'm triply confused. I got Morgan Fairchild, Linda, you know, Carter, and then you know, Kate Bush. Oh, you're throwing that in the mix.
Well, I love her so much.
What were your exact words to her as you stood there in a kilt?
Oh no! I was dressed like an ancient druid, and she was like an elven princess, and I was wearing like a burnoose, and so I walked up to Kate at God rest his soul. I've told this story before at Jeff Beck's house after feeding weird pigs, and then giant massive pigs the size of
pig.
No, like the size of.
Like a Volkswagen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Volkswagen.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I really, really thought I was charming and she would have kind of taken a liking to me. I'm a little bit younger, you know? And
with big top performances by the television actor, Thomas Zappa.
God damn it. And then, right. Yeah. So I walked up to her and, oh my God, like Rico Suave. Hey. How are you? My name's Ahmet, and
television actor Ahmet Zappa.
And just want you to know, I almost wore the same outfit that you're wearing.
Oh my God!
I mean, I really thought that was fucking hot shit walking in a burnoose.
Right? No, I see it, and I can hear the line.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna wear that, or what? What was it?
She was wearing a fucking elven princess outfit, and I thought she was gonna think that's so funny, and that was gonna follow it up with like, you know, you, me, some, I don't know, Gatorade. I don't know.
Bloody hard work.
That's right, Ian. Fantastic. Okay, but she's nominated. Okay,
congratulations.
Very important. Another person that you may or may not have hit on.
She was nominated last year, though, too, right?
She was.
Okay, well, she's getting in this time.
She's
got to.
Kate Bush. Another person that you may or may not have hit on in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm. The Crow.
Who? The Crow, who lived not far from you.
Yeah.
Sheryl Crow.
Yeah. I love her. I love her music.
I've been alone. Long way from
here. My ex-girlfriend thought that Sheryl was hitting on me at one point, and it got really, really difficult.
Did she break up with you?
She called the house.
Sheryl?
Sheryl did?
Sheryl called the house and was trying to organize me to pick her up to go to a show at the Roxy.
What show?
And my girlfriend laid down the motherfucking law right there and then. It was like,
really?
Why is she calling our house?
Oh, yeah.
And why are you picking her up?
You know, I had something similar with an ex-girlfriend of mine, because Kevin Spacey would call the house all the time. And she was like, why is Kevin Spacey calling to hang out with you? Same thing.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, Sheryl Crow.
Nominate. I was just being a chauffeur, though.
Okay.
But wait, I want to know real quick, what show was he going to? What show were you taking Sheryl to?
I can't even remember.
It was probably fucking Counting Crows or some fucking shit like that, wasn't it?
I can't remember the show.
Round here!
She
did you put moccasins? Did you have like...
It was back when she was with Stevie Nicks, right? Working with Stevie Nicks. Mm. And she said, I'm going to finish at 6 p.m. rehearsal, pick me up, and then we'll go to the Roxy. Mm. Girlfriend didn't like that.
Yeah.
At all. She was not hitting on me. I'm making it this. She was not hitting on me. I was just transporting a person.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's all I was doing as a friend.
Well, you're a good man.
Believable.
Yeah. Totally believable. I believe that. Yeah, and absolutely. She is nominated this year. Okay. Our next nominee down the list.
Hey, Kate. I really like your outfit. I think it's Vaginamite. Struck out.
Nope. Here's the next nominee. Mm-hmm. Do you know who this is?
Missy Elliott.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'm into it. I love her, actually.
She's going to get it. We don't even have to discuss whether, because of the way that the Rock Hall is going to be. And Richard, I love what you said before we did the show. You said, we're not going to whine.
No, I don't want to.
About categories anymore. And rock and country and pop and the whole fucking thing.
855-601-ROCK. You can call, talk about this.
If you want to whine about it.
But if you want to whine about, it's not rock and roll, it's not rock. Call Eddie Trunk. All right? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Exactly.
You. By the way, Eddie Drunk.
He's not drunk.
At the Metal Hall of Fame.
Afterwards? Did you guys talk to him? I didn't see him.
He would have been a much happier person if he would have kicked it back with us.
We called him the next day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
He was like, sorry, we couldn't hang out afterwards and the whole thing. But when he does have a few cocktails and he loosens up.
He's the best.
He's a fun guy.
Different facts. Different facts. Yeah. Alternative facts.
That is right.
Come out.
He's exposed. All right. She's getting in. She's nominated. Missy Elliott. Now, the next band.
Yep.
It's kind of an unknown band. Kind of a wild card, kind of a band that's, not a lot of people know about. So I'm glad that the Rock Hall has decided to...
A new band?
Kind of a brand new band. They've only been around, really, for...
The Thompson Twins?
It's time for... Maiden News!
All right, you fucking Maiden fans... Need to work the rockhall.com fan voting website now.
Haven't people been following the drama of what, like a movie that like two people saw got nominated for an Oscar? How fucking hard can it be to rally a bunch of people to get Maiden into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I'm nervous now. This is going to ruin my entire year. This will ruin my entire year if they don't get it.
Never going to happen.
I think it's going to happen, actually, because Judas Priest got in. Well, no. There's a weird business reason why it might not happen. And I wish Andrew Dow was here to talk about that right now, because...
Who?
Andrew Dow.
Who?
The
handsome British guy?
I wish handsome British guy was here to talk about, like... The band. They want bands that are going to show up and perform.
Yeah, they're trying to sell tickets, man.
Right. The guy who produces the show has already said, I would love to see a Maiden inflatable on stage at this year's show. The band
especially Bruce, has said
they won't license.
We don't care about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We don't care. Can someone send a message to Rod Smallwood to just say, dude, embrace it, live it?
Call him.
But okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
But if they don't care, then why do you care more than the band?
Because I think it would be a fucking amazing thing, and I think that they deserve it, and they should be there, and I think the fans do want it. I think the fans want it.
I agree with you. In the Rock Hall, you got Maiden, you got Missy Elliott. I think those two, they deserve to be there.
By the way, same. To each other in the hall.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm a little drunk from the French champagne.
Yeah, that hits your head, doesn't it?
Yeah, French 75, bro. Yeah.
I'm having a little blackout.
But that's all I have to say. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I've made my little
Are we almost done with the list? Is that it?
No, we have a whole other round of drinks. The next one.
Oh, I can't wait to get into that next.
We've already talked about this.
Okay.
This is weird. They've not done this before.
They are
counting Joy Division and New Order as one entry.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Rock Hall has decided that they're not going to separate the two. This year,
that's kind of like saying Soundgarden and Audioslave,
or like New
or Rage
York,
and Audioslave,
or Nirvana like and Foo Fighters,
Cream and Eric Clapton.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah.
That is what they've decided to do this year with the nomination. It's one kind of entry.
That's super confusing and lame.
That's the way it is.
How many shared members did they have?
Well, the shared members are three. That's Bernard, Peter, and Steven.
Yeah. That's significant.
Right.
I like the Paul Young version of this song better.
Is Paul Young in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Paul Young is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Is there a British
Cuckoo Kurama? Cuckoo Kurama.
Come back and stay for us.
I love this.
Okay. So you did that.
Okay, so there's that. Should I throw one? Well, yeah.
You know, Tommy is like blowing us up on the socials. I think that's more analogous. It's like Van Halen. It's like David Lee Roth and Sammy, except if you're looking at Tommy's quotes, DLR didn't die.
It's like Audioslave and Stone Temple Pilots.
It's like, you know, Cyndi Lauper and...
Did you ever hit on Cyndi Lauper?
Except Audioslave and Stone Temple Pilots didn't share any members.
They didn't?
It doesn't matter. They don't make it. They
just throw them all together.
Start
throwing shit together. It's like taking Stray Cats and Vince Vaughn are getting into the Rock Hall of Fame.
But Cyndi Lauper is nominated. And by the way,
never hit on her. I wish.
Currently leading the fan votes.
But she's incredible. This song? Are you fucking kidding me? This has to make you want to hug a loved one harder than anything else in the world. This song is incredible.
Am I wrong that the guy from the Hooters write this song?
Sure,
I think so. Am I wrong, people? I don't remember. It's 40 years ago.
But you know, it's like the Hooters and REO Speedwagon on the same nom, because they're the same band. That's what it's like. Right? That's the same fucking noise. Hooters and REO Speedwagon are the same band.
Wait, time out. We need to go
Is this real?
Time out. Is this real?
George Michael real?
Oh, time. This is real.
Is this the first time they've suggested his nom?
Yeah.
Oh, my sweet baby Jesus. This is a great time to fucking kick out a new cocktail. Captain Cocktail, let's drink this.
Let's do this.
Oh, my God. Freedom 90? Are you kidding me? Fuck yeah! Oh my God!
Next up,
I thought George Michael was really gonna try to hit on me. I went to this party, and he was talking to my then girlfriend. He was like, "Hey, do you remember that time when we shared a bathtub?" You know. And I was like,
"Are her initials CS?"
Maybe.
Okay.
And I was like, that's weird. Like in my mind, I'm like, did that bi-curious George, did he bone my lady?
And he did.
And I think Probably. And then I was kind of disappointed that I was like, yes, hello, George. From one Greek man to another, would you like to, all things are open. There's a bathtub upstairs.
George hit on me one time.
He did?
Yeah, I was driving by the Beverly Hills Hotel, and I was like, I really got to take a leak. And there was no, so I went to the thing across the street where he got popped, there's a park across the street and I went in there and
see, this is why having a good attorney Tricky Dicky wasn't mentioned in the news.
I need
wasn't mentioned in the news.
I have a story.
Okay, Captain Cocktail.
It's a story of a story. A friend.
It's an acquaintance
I'm going to call him acquaintance.
Okay.
Was a park ranger.
Okay. Who busted him?
Yeah.
In said bathroom across the street.
That guy's a fucking dick.
I remember him. What was his name?
That guy's a dick. That
He didn't need
I mean, there was a lot of people. There were a lot of
He's a park ranger. That should have been a catch and release.
That's why I said acquaintance. For people listening to the show, they should understand that it was a known place for dudes to go during the day.
You just shuffle your foot a little bit under
there. Go in that weird bathroom in the weird park across the street from the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Has anyone ever been to a bathroom in a fucking
public park?
I mean, why would you ever want to have
Brando has.
Yeah, why would you want to have any sexual activity in a place that smells like that?
Well, then you just go to the Polo Lounge afterwards.
That's good. I used to play basketball at Poinsettia Park in West Hollywood, where Flea and Anthony would play in the 90s.
And then you would troll for random...
We were there, and they were there the day that the famous homeless guy in Poinsettia Park stabbed a dude in the bathroom of that...
And by stab, you mean with a pork sword, and it was caught on camera, and
with a goddamn knife, and the guy came out of the bathroom all bloody. Boy, I'm hammered.
This is...
Okay, George Michael, should we take a break?
Yes, here's what we're going to do. We're going to enjoy Captain Cocktail's newest creation as we celebrate more of the nominees for the Rock Hall. Rock Tales Live at 5, back in a second after this commercial break.
The 60s, a wild decade of social upheaval, sexual liberation, and revolutionary music that rocked the world. Now, for a limited time only, the first 5 volumes of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 20-volume collection have been specially packaged for this one-time-only TV offer. Songs like Wild Thing, For Your Love, and Runaway. This special 5-volume TV pack is the 60s and cannot be purchased anywhere else. Souvenir Music's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame collection. 5 CDs for only $39.95, because that's only $19.95. Call 731-6898 now.
Got something genuine and true. I knew it the moment I laid eyes on you. Now you're giving it your best. Proud to be your bud.
Fresh, pure, and natural. That great taste that makes Budweiser the king of beers.
Let's drop off the tents, cause it feels so nice. Just you and me and some Bud on ice. Proud to be a
Budweiser.
Proud to be your
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Proud to be a Bud.
Welcome back to Rock Tales.
Who was that?
Was that the squeeze?
Was it the Squeeze?
Yeah, that was Squeeze doing a Budweiser commercial.
Wow, that hurt my feelings.
Proud to be a Bud.
Wow.
Not nominated.
They should get in.
Muscles from Michelle.
Spread my citizenship.
All right, it is Rock Tales Live at 5. You know, I am toasty. Brando, you look sleepy. I feel like I need... Captain Cocktail is still with us. Is this going to pick us up or just put us right down? What are we looking at? It looks like you have... Are those raspberries in there?
They are raspberries. This is a savory taste sensation.
Is this going to have like a Negroni kind of a profile or a Aperol Spritz?
So this is called a Cure Royale.
Oh, delicious.
Yes.
So
delicious.
It is creme de cassis.
Right.
With some champagne.
This is like a test for bartenders around the country.
Yeah. We threw some raspberries in for, you know, effect.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Hello. All right. Hold on 1 second. We're going to pass these around.
Oh, he's mixing it all up. Does that have, is it chilled with ice?
No, it's technically not supposed to, but I can run and get some if we need it.
No. This is very cold, but I'm just, you know, I'm looking at, It looks like it's a lager with alien floaters in there.
There we go. It's a little more savory. It's a little more sugary.
It looks like what you might find in the Beverly Hills bathroom, Beverly Hills Park bathroom, if you were trolling for Wiener.
I could see that the fantastic bar and the fantastic restaurant in the Beverly Hills Hotel, they could make the Kier there. Special drink?
I'm sorry, it's so hard to understand.
You're not making any sense.
Hey.
Hello.
Wow, it's 10:35.
My work here is my
news time. 10:36.
I mean, we normally drink hard alcohol. What is it with these mixed champagne?
Champagne.
Is that what it just goes right to your head?
It goes right to your head.
Gentlemen.
Okay. Cheers, gents.
Ice. Freedom.
Beer down. Beer down.
I have a question for the table.
Okay. Wait, hold on.
As we drink our Kier.
Kier Royale.
Mm.
Oh, I like that one better.
Me too.
Yeah, me too. I never drink champagne. Question for the table. If George Michael...
Yes, whatever it is, yes.
Was still with us.
Yes.
Do you think he would have done a tour...
100%.
...with Queen at some point?
Oh, interesting.
As the singer?
As
the singer.
As the
front
man?
We know that they went out with Paul Rogers and, of course, Adam Lambert.
I don't think he had the pipes for it.
What?
No.
He killed it when he did Somebody to Love at the Freddie Mercury tribute concert.
You're fucking high.
What did I say?
You said no.
He doesn't have the pipes. I don't think he would go on tour. I think they would do like a special night, you know, at Madison Square Garden, like, you know, 10 shows, like, you know, like Harry Styles or something. They had for sure.
I think so too.
He totally would have done it. He had the pipes.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. Let's go on. We don't have much time left.
This is delicious, Captain Cocktail. Thank you.
I'm glad you like it.
He's amazing.
It's good. Tasty. Take my mind.
What is this?
Well, this is a nominee. This is a 2023 nominee. This is a man who wrote one of the biggest songs of all time, Crazy by Patsy Cline. He wrote it. Then he went on to have his own career.
Mm-hmm. Bob Newhart, is that who this is? Is this Norman Fell?
Playing his birthday party at the Hollywood Bowl.
Is this, yes. Is this turning 90?
TV's Mr. Roper, Norman Fell wrote this.
His 90th birthday party at the Hollywood Bowl will include artists as diverse as Snoop Dogg and Roseanne Cash.
I know we were going to talk about...
River. Dolly got in last year.
Yeah.
So if Dolly gets in.
Call it the fucking Hall of Fame, the Music Hall of Fame. Get rid of the word rock.
I could not agree with you.
Get rid of the word rock. Rebrand. Let the rock.
What about this?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah. Fuck yeah. I can't wait for this to be nominated in the Country Music Hall of Fame. Can't wait for this track to win the Cable Ace Award. What the fuck?
We're going there.
Ray, did you have any? Well, you know Tom Morello, don't you?
I love the man.
Yeah.
So Rich. I love this band. When this record came out,
no.
I had just installed my new Denon stereo. And this was a big...
In the Bronco?
No, the home system.
Oh, home.
This was a big deal. First time I really, really saved up to get the most professional gear I could afford. I mounted the speakers in the corner of my room. Massive. It was a hole in my private lair. The first kind of mega man cave sitch.
Over the top. I can't even imagine you doing something like that.
Considering what we were just talking about in the build for the new studio for Rocktails. Anywho, so dude, I fucking blew the doors off of my room, you know, growing up, Zappa household. This whole fucking record changed my life.
Did Z ever share a bill, or were you ever on a festival show with Rage?
Yeah, with Rage. That would have been so cool.
Yeah.
No. We weren't cool enough to be on any of those bills.
No European festival?
I think we, probably the biggest band that we played with was Spinal Tap. You know?
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, okay. So there we go. Now, moving on, we have another heavy hitter from the early 90s.
I like that nom. They're going to get it.
Another heavy hitter.
Oh my God, this is so great.
Surprised they didn't put these together.
Combine the two bands. Rage and...
Black old sun, won't you come wash away rain? Black old sun.
They are doing it. Soundgarden, Temple of the Dog.
Yeah.
And Pearl Jam all together?
Yeah. And Pearl Jam all together.
That's great. That's a good nom.
And Kevin Bacon.
Is that the new nom game?
And Citizen Dick from the movie Singles.
Let's play the new Rock Hall nom game. It's what four bands should get the single nom? All right, let's... okay.
Styx, Kansas, Journey,
and Foreigner.
REO Speedwagon. Okay, so Soundgarden.
They better get in.
Now,
so wait, how many bands get in each year?
Well... Here, great question. Because there's about
thanks, Brando. Thanks, bud.
Last year they put
I support
in
support you too.
They put in about eight of the people that were nominated.
Because there was
Benatar,
that weird
Judas Priest.
There was the weird
Dolly Duran.
What was the new category for Judas Priest? It was like an honorary blah blah blah. Like
it was pretty much honorary blah blah blah.
Okay, so who got the honorary blah 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 this year?
We don't know yet because these are just the nominees. The fan voting is going on, and I will read the fan voting when we're done with the list because we're almost done with the list.
Keep going.
Okay.
Are you fucking kidding me? The Spinners?
Yeah. Finally.
So what other? So it's the Spinners.
The Spinners.
Uh-huh.
We have three more. We'll just round it out, Richard. Let's just get through this, and we can have a discussion.
Who is this? This person's getting into? Who is this?
Your wife's favorite band.
Oh, Tribe Called Quest. Tribe Called Quest. Oh, it's a De La Soul.
It's a Tribe Called Quest.
That was right first.
Does Shannon Zappa love Tribe Called Quest?
Oh, yeah. And De La Soul loves. This was like, I'm into it, but not, like, they weren't my, I was probably too into Mr. Big at this point, you know.
I'm the one who wants to.
Speaking of Mr. Big, Paul Gilbert is doing a Dio.
Yes.
Record.
Well, we should talk about that next week.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. Really?
And Paul, not only that, he is doing Dio's vocal parts
on his guitar.
On his guitar. So he's producing the music, and then, okay, on top of that, here are the vocal parts my guitar.
Is he creating metal music?
It's he put out Holy Diver, and it's fucking amazing.
Oh, my God.
It's on Spotify right now if people want to go listen to it.
Well,
Paul Gilbert playing Holy Diver.
I'm like a fucking squirrel. Look, I'm like real time. Ah! I need to hear that. You got to play that. Come on.
It's incredible.
So he's doing another track of his?
He's doing a bunch of Dio Rainbow and Dio Sabbath songs.
With no vocals.
He's doing the vocals via guitar.
Right, okay.
He's figured out how to fucking do it. It sounds incredible. Also, he has a video out right now in promotion of this where he's playing a Holy Diver on a fucking
a bassoon?
Acoustic bass.
Oh, my God.
And it's just unreal.
Oh, this is rad. So he got a nom? He's in?
Yeah, Paul Gilbert.
Yeah, he's got a nom. Yeah. Mr. Big.
Yeah.
It's heavy metal music.
Yeah, it's, yeah. First of all, in the future, when we do have an elevator that takes you up to the second floor.
Or this down to hell.
Or down to Midian. Anyone read Clive Barker book?
Good.
With Boone?
We have two champagne drinks going on.
So good. All right, well, who else? So Paul Gilbert got a nom. That's great. He got nominated with the Spinners. That's cool.
Here we go. Let's go. Oh,
this is killer. I love this. So did they nominate the White Stripes with every other band he's in, too, at the same time?
Just the White Stripes.
Just White Stripes.
Yeah.
It'll be good to see them play.
It's always good to see them play.
Did you hit on her?
Meg?
Mm-hmm.
No, I've never met Meg. Yeah. I've never met either of them. I'm
surprised by that. Okay. And the last nominee.
I just wait. This is they got some good noms. I have to be honest. In terms of rock music, the ones that are rock, those are good ideas.
Yeah. And rounding out, I don't know how you feel about this person.
Oh my God, Ferrilio?
Ferrilio?
Zevon? This is like one of my all-time favorite songs.
Doing the cover with Doug Pinnick.
I know! No. Doug, and we were going to get the rest of the guys from Urge Overkill. That was the plan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
But Doug's invited.
But Doug is...
Doug's invited.
But we knew that. We knew that Urge would kill us.
Oh, my God. This is... Dude, this makes me happy. I hope he deserves it.
Okay. So those are the nominees. Let me just read real quick.
Mm-hmm.
The current standings on the rockhall.com fan vote.
Okay.
Okay, because it's very interesting.
So, are they everyone that you mentioned, they're all in the fan vote, or there's only like one or two bands for the
when
fan
vote? When you go on the rockhall.com website, you can only vote for five, which I do three times a day because I have three different logins.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because I need to push the maiden numbers up. Mm-hmm. I think everyone in South America is doing the same thing. Here we go. So here are number one with 65,518 votes.
Cyndi Lauper.
You're right. Number one. Wow. Number two with 65,438 votes.
Bush.
George Michael.
Oh, you know, that's good. Yep.
Okay. Third with 57,690 votes. Willie.
Oh, just the good old boys.
Oh my God. Okay.
Never mean no harm.
Waylon will be nominated next year. Soundgarden is number four. They are with 57,163 votes. And in the number five position, God damn it, with 53,416 votes. Maiden.
I just don't understand. I mean, Eddie is immortal, and so he's got endless energy.
Eddie Trunk?
Both Eddie and Eddie Trunk. So why doesn't he just... He's able to hack into the NSA,
I don't understand. I need my South American friends to just hit this fucking thing.
Can you only vote from the United States?
That's a great question. You know what? That's a very interesting point.
Thank you again, Brandon. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my God. I feel so supported by you. Thank you. Do you have any desire to go to a rock hall show?
Yes, because I've been to the actual Rock Hall, and it's amazing, and I love it. And I would love to go to a show. I really would. Last year's show was fantastic. Did we all watch it?
I watched it.
HBO Max.
I still go back to the, I feel like this is so bad of me to say, but I'm gonna say it. I feel like Dolly Parton. I feel like she was smelling, what's his name's breath?
Rob Halford.
Rob Halford's breath. I swear that I watched that performance. I felt like she was really uncomfortable when he's coming to share a mic. And I just feel like I was worried, like either Rob has like halitosis or something. It felt awkward. And I'm by the way, that's just what I honest to goodness thought in the moment. And I love
her. Yeah, it gets rough.
And I love Rob. I don't mean any disrespect.
She has contracted Simon Le Bon from that show to be on her rock record.
Wow. But not
Rob Halford. You're right. I think you have a point.
There was something weird.
Rob had a giant jacket on. I mean, that jacket weighed more than Dolly did.
I think I just kind of like snorted a little bit in the microphone too. I'm like breathing weird all of a sudden.
Television actor Ahmet Zappa.
Okay. Well, this was a drunken disaster of a show, and I loved it. Next week, we are going to be, I guess, talking about the Grammys that are happening Sunday. Going to a few more Grammy parties, business obligations and what have you. Going to a Grammy party, I believe, with both of my sisters. How about that?
No shit.
Yeah. How about them apples?
I love that.
That's going to be fun. I guess we'll be back next week talking all things music and
Grammy winners
and having some more cocktails. Captain Cocktail, thank you so much for staying with us the whole
show. Absolutely. You're more than welcome.
That was really nice of you, and we'll see you next week. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a great weekend. Drink responsibly, and always remember to rock out with your cocktails out. Come on.